Hello there, and welcome to episode 225 of the FlameFlash.net podcast. It's recording late because, well, there have been blizzards in my area, shutting basically everything down, and we were running around getting some other stuff done thanks to that. Just locally shoveling ourselves out, for one thing. And otherwise, sticking my head in the sand or snow, as the case may be. No politics this week. I'm hoping everybody had a good Christmas. I'm hoping everybody is going to have a good New Year's. And thanks to the blizzarding, we gamed. And we gamed a lot. The Steam Winter Sale is going on right now, and gaming has occurred. A lot of it. Just yesterday, to close out the night and celebrating Thunderer's birthday, we played Minecraft and started a brand new server, and all of the 501st, for the most part, joined in, at least for a little bit. And so we were near the 8-person capacity when locally hosted on a computer. Before then, I personally played a little Mega Man Legacy Collection, just trying it out. Just got that Steam Deck, as I mentioned, on 224, so I'm still trying it out for the different games that are available on it and running on it well. And it works well. Mega Man 1 it's crunchy. It does not hold up. Well, I played the X series as a kid, and I think I eventually got into Mega Man as of number 3. So things like sliding was still available, and I keep trying to slide in Mega Man 1. Nope, not possible. Just not possible. It's very unforgiving. Otherwise, just kind of going up the list, RV there yet. So the letters RV and then there yet. And it's a great little team puzzle game. That's what I would call it. It's a road trip team puzzle game because the main highway to get home is closed by a rock slide, and therefore you need to go and take a completely alternate route detour. Very fun, highly satisfying. You need a group of people for it. So it runs wonderfully on the Steam Deck. No, I'm Not Human shows up again. And Sleepy and I got through another playthrough successfully. And this time got both the bad ending of hiding in the basement and the good ending of hiding in the basement. So there we go. I'm not going to go too much more into details on that just because spoilers. It's still a fairly new game. Dead by Daylight was tried out on the Steam Deck, and that was absolutely phenomenal. I've had Dead by Daylight for ages, but just now started it up. Mordecai got some money for Steam, and that was one of the games he grabbed, as was Repo, which, having a full server of Repo, that's amazing. A two-person game of Repo, it's not that great. Three, you're starting to get there, but we had six at that point. And it was nice, satisfying, fun chaos. The team's able to work together more, lift heavier things, carry it to the cart. More of us are available to die and scream to the various monsters. So it's just overall more satisfying the larger the group you can get. Speaking of lack of satisfaction, also got Battlefield 6 on the computer. And so far, I'm told it's the modes we've been playing, because so far, Battlefield 6, you might as well just get Overwatch, frankly. that has multiple different roles, you know, tank healer, DPS, or your favorite other squad-based shooter that doesn't involve shelling out even 50 for it. I'm told there are better modes and there are other modes. For Kudu desperately wanted to get a particular skin, which involved running one particular map regularly and the objectives on that. It's like, I held my own okay, being brand new, fresh, and not knowing any of the controls. But I'm eager to try out some of the more in-depth modes that Battlefield is actually known for and involve the vehicles and things. So hopefully the 501st will get in there and play something a little bit different the next time around. And we'll just deny that a nice try there on advertising in chat. Try harder. But next up would be Dispatch, and that is phenomenal. So running it off of the Steam Deck, put it on the TV via the Steam Link, and it is phenomenal. Already hooked on the story. Mordecai, we put in the driver's seat first for story choice and content choice because there are various alternating there are alternative branches. There we go. It's going to be fun to play through it multiple times and see multiple people go through it and make their choices. So starting with Mordecai, and then we'll load in for myself and Sleepy as well. We're going to get some good use out of that one, I think. Fantastic so far. We're not very far in, so I'm not going to worry about spoilers too much. He just got hired. We just got through the tutorial of actually dispatching people, and highly entertaining, highly amusing, where they are definitely still, while testing the applicant in the story, also mentioning the benefits of working there. And just a great small touch that you wouldn't, I wasn't expecting. So it's a very rich story-driven game, it feels like, and I'm looking forward to going deeper in. Otherwise, then there was Civ 7. And Civ 7, like always, highly satisfying, highly enjoyable. We started yet another new map because there were only four of us this time around. Kudu, Jet, Sword Agent, and myself. And we blasted through Antiquity already. So that was also satisfying that we successfully blasted through like that. I will likely be wiping out Napoleon once I regather my military because he's just annoying and he's on my southern border and I don't want to have to worry about him. But other than that, there we are. Not discussing the news, buried my head in the snow. I am enjoying the luxury of not waking up to an alarm during this winter break, winter vacation. And similarly, I am enjoying not having high anxiety of looking at the news and politics much. So we're going to keep this short. Stay safe on New Year's Eve. And we'll do a proper, probably more meaty episode once life returns to normal after the 5th. I'm not even sure I'm going to do one next weekend. This is just kind of the halfway point as we roll into the new year, but we'll see you next year. So if you want to write in, podcast@flameflash.net is where you would reach us. And otherwise, leave a comment on the blog or YouTube or really anywhere else. And remember, autonomy and freedom are the right of all sentient beings. Take care and be safe. Happy New Year.